supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits. Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
Yeah, once a week, Caroline Bruder comes in studio and highlights another nonprofit for us. One of our favorite community partners in studio this morning talking about their upcoming fundraiser. Go ahead, Caroline.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I have Paula Arnold here from the Boys and Girls Club.
Good morning, Paula. Caroline. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, the Boys and Girls Club, near and dear to all of our hearts. Gosh, I don't know what we'd do without you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, for sure. So let's jump in and talk about what's new, what's going on, and, you know, where you want people to get involved.
Yeah, so our upcoming 16th annual Art of Giving Gala is on May 7th at the Montage, and the theme this year is Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah, I saw that.
Jimmy Buffett theme. Super cool, super fun, lots of little surprises. Maybe some big ones. We're not sure yet. We're working on
it. I wonder what that's all about.
I don't know.
Mr. Buffett himself.
Yeah. We can only hope.
Yes.
And then we also have, in June, we have our annual Night Under the Stars for our Lake Forest branch. Mm-hmm. And then our Bob Margolis golf tournament on July 13th. And our annual Girls Night Out at the Wilson's House, September 29th.
Wonderful event.
Yeah.
What's the date on that?
September 29th. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. We're also going to do the Night at the Ranch again.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be our third annual Night at the Ranch, and that's in September as well on the 16th.
And what is that?
You know, that's our two of our former club kids put on a fundraiser with music uh-huh. and, you know, live auctions, silent auctions, dinner, farm-to-table food mm-hmm. At the ranch down across from the Montage Hotel.
Right, which we were just by there the other day. It looks great. It's going to be.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Everybody's always so generous. The Montage, of course, is always so generous with us. And we have a lot of good sponsors. It's just a fun night to take, you know, to be on a date with your significant other and, you know, have a good time, good food, good friends, good music.
Oh, can't beat that mm-hmm. at all. So let's talk about the clubs in town. So there's three clubs now, right? We have Lang Park, Bluebird, and Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And, my kids were over at Lang Park the other day, and it's really great there. I mean, with oceanfront view, you can't really beat that.
Yeah.
But so what's going on with the programming there, and are you looking for new people?
Yeah, we are always. We have spaces at all three of our branches. We would love to have more kids at the Lang Park branch. It's, you know, it is our newest location, and we're trying to build that location up. I think we're averaging about 15 to 20 kids a day, mm-hmm. but we have the capacity to take almost 50. And we have great, great program manager over there, Danny Panduro.
Yeah, we love Danny.
Yeah, Danny's great. And he's a former club kid.
Yeah, I know. My boys miss Danny from Bluebird.
Yeah. So, and Bluebird is, you know, the almost the original clubhouse.
Yeah.
And, you know, it isn't our original, but it's like the, you know,
yeah,
quintessential clubhouse.
Little rascals,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So at Lang Park, what are the age ranges that you are taking over there?
Yeah, so we take, I believe it's kindergarten or first grade through 8 or 9 years old. And then they generally like to transition over to the Canyon branch because mm-hmm. they outgrow.
Yeah.
You know, we can take them a little bit older, but it's usually them that dictates, you know, if they're ready to move over to the Canyon branch or not.
Great.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the Boys and Girls Club nationally, and you know, how does that apply to what's happening here in Laguna?
Well, our national focus this year is teens, teens and alumni, mm-hmm. and particularly teens with the amount of, trouble that our community in particular has gone mm-hmm. through with some drug and alcohol problems. Thankfully, the national focus of the Boys and Girls Club is also the teen program. We're trying to get a freestanding teen center. It's, you know, it's years away because we have to, you know, accumulate the funds to run it.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a money-making proposition. We don't charge teens to come.
Mm-hmm.
There's a membership fee for all other age groups except for teens because teens are that age where we just want them to come.
Sure.
You know, we want to get them before peer pressure gets them.
Right now, the teens mm-hmm. go to the Canyon branch.
Currently,
right?
They're at the Canyon branch. We had a agreement with the church over the summer, and they were at the church for quite some time. But the church is going in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're at the Canyon branch. But we are looking for, you know, an opportunity for a freestanding building.
Yeah, I know. I've been sort of involved with that for the last couple of years, and I work with Alice Cooper, who has a teen center.
I love Alice Cooper.
Yeah, and in Phoenix. And
yeah.
So his model is actually amazing, and I've been connecting the dots with Pam.
Oh, awesome.
You know, to sort of help out there. as much as I can, because his teen center is phenomenal. And it took 13, 12 years to actually get the brick and mortar building going because they were fundraising.
When I was in Las Vegas, I actually did some work with that foundation with a friend of mine
Solid Rock,
who's also a very good friend and works with him pretty closely. So,
well, the teen center is really important for our community. And so I hope that we can get some funds generated to get it going and find a location.
Yeah, we're going to need a pretty significant, donor to pull that off. But we're working on it.
Hey, you're out there, somebody listening right now. Boys and Girls Club Laguna Beach could use your help for a teen center. In fact, if you become a member of KX93.5 during the airing of this broadcast and for the week, a portion of your membership will go directly to the Boys and Girls Club.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, Paula, anything else as we wrap up?
No, I think that's, we're just a safe place for your kids to come. And we're not just a babysitting facility. We are a full-on educational facility as well as taking good care of your kids emotionally.
For sure. Power hour is very important. Getting that homework done. Well, thank you, Paula, for joining us today. And I look forward to, having you on again sometime.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Girls Club. Until next time, this is Caroline Bruder for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.